Gentlemen, that completes our public hearing. So moving on with our agenda, under other business, we have one item of other business, and that would be Iona E. Holland, two lots on 50-foot easement on Road 618.
Mr. Chairman, this is a request to create subdivided 1.72 acre parcel into two equal 0.86 acre lots. The owner of the private road has agreed to grant an easement to the Hollands for the use of the road. The Planning Commission approved that private road back in September of 1998. If you were favorable towards the request, this approval would make three lots having access from the private road. You could approve it as submitted or require a public hearing. And if you do approve it as submitted, you should stipulate any further subdivision would require an application for a major subdivision. The Hollands letter states basically what I did. Mrs. McDonor has agreed to give Mr. and Mrs. Holland and their successors an easement to use that road. The proposed dividing line does go through an existing house, and they're stating that if the request is approved, they understand that the home must be removed before a new house can be constructed on either parcel. If they get the survey done, they could show a broken line. It would still be three parcels having access off that right away.
The funny part is I've spent a few hours researching this one, and deed says they own lots 1 through 5, but we can't find any plot of record of lots 1 through 5. So it actually could have, at one time, it was intended to be 5 lots on Haven Lake, but we can't find any plots, and we've searched all the deed records that we have. That's happened to us on a couple of occasions where the plot or deeds drawn based on an unrecorded plot, because back when they weren't required to be recorded, they just referred to them. And this just happened to be one we could never find a recorded plot. If we could have found a recorded plot, we wouldn't have been before even asking anything.
Right.
We've been fine.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Burton, what's your pleasure?
I'm very familiar with this with this lot. I don't see any problem with this, other than a condition that if there is a development, the house would have to be moved, right?
Right.
Okay, very good.
They're not going to get a building permit with a house straddling one if they try to put a house on one of the other
lots. It's either one big lot or an approved subdivision.
Right.
Correct. And they would either have to move the house over to be conforming to one of the two lots, or else they remove the house totally and build two new houses.
Right.
Does the access road count as one of the parcels?
The access road is a separate tract that's actually owned by off of parcel 7.
So that 7.02. That gets wiped out.
That's actually owned by the owner of number 7.
Okay, thank
they
you.
They agreed to provide the access.
Oh, right.
But they already had the right to use that.
Yep.
My recommendation for Alona E. Holland, two lots on a 50-foot easement on Road 618 is for approval with the condition that further subdivision would require a major subdivision, and that if the lot sells as one, if the house stays intact, there's you have to tear it down. Or the house stays intact, it's a one lot thing. One lot.
If they're gonna create two houses, the existing house
must be removed or moved.
Yeah,
to
be conforming on one of the other lots.
That's not much. Second.
Moved and seconded to approve two lots and 50-foot easement on Road 618 for Iona E. Holland, with the conditions stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.